Let's start with the next paragraph. Yesh Nahira. So there's a Hira, there's a clear directive that you have to publicize to all the people in the generation that Hashem Zachinu, we have the merit and we're fortunate that Hashem chose someone who is Baal Bechira, meaning a human being who has free choice, and this person has qualities where he's Shalei Be'erech, above the other rest of the people in the generation. This person should be the judge of the generation, the advisor of the generation, and the prophet of the generation. And he should teach everyone and give them advice how to serve Hashem and all the people in the generation, not only Yidden, all the people, regarding how to serve Hashem, to learn Torah and do mitzvahs, and also regarding mundane things, how to lead our lives on a daily basis. We should publicize this to everyone to listen to this Navi. Page 30, Ad until Hanavuah Ikris publicizes his primary, this Navi's primary prophecy. What's the primary prophecy? The main prophecy? That La'alta L'Gu'ula V'take of Miad Mamesh Hineze Mashiach Bo. That Mashiach's coming is imminent, and the Gu'ula, the redemption, is imminent. And with the schus that everybody in the generation has to accept, this is not accepting an extra burden on yourself. It's not accepting some sort of difficult responsibility. This is a privilege, and you're fortunate to have that connection. And the Rebbe says here an interesting thing, that even if someone comes along and says, I'm this great person, that I don't have to listen to this Navi of the generation, because I myself am a great person. I'm very smart, and I'm a very learned, I'm a big scholar. So the Rebbe says, but here, he's not coming as an individual, he's coming as a continuation of all the Rabbeim of all the generations. So it's one against many. And one against many, we always know the rule that we go according to the majority. So the Rebbe is basically saying that I'm not coming here as an individual, but as a continuation of all the Rabbeim. And the last paragraph, the Rebbe says, the last words, when the Rebbe talks about the prophecy, the Rebbe says another thing. Alachas kama v'kama. This is three lines before the end of the page. Shezek kvar b'dibur, that the fact that Mashiach is coming was brought out verbally. In fact, that's what nevuah means. The word nevuah in Hebrew comes from the word niv svasayim, which means it's brought out with the lips. Kinog lachreina, in fact, as it's the custom recently, levate dvarim b'dibur, to give everything out verbally, including and especially these words, hine hine ba'agula, the redemption is coming imminently. So if anyone had any doubt who the Rebbe was talking about, here the Rebbe says that this inyan about the prophecy has been brought out verbally. In fact, recently we make every effort to bring it out verbally. Now there's one footnote here, we don't have enough time to do it. Lina, the next time we'll do it and complete it. And that is where the Rebbe says that, and there's no way that this could be in any way diffused or something can go wrong and so on. And that's the footnote 116, where the Rebbe makes reference to a maimer from the Alter Rebbe, where the Alter Rebbe explains the difference why sometimes there were tzaddikim that gave a date for Mashiach and it never happened. And the reason is because it happened in a spiritual way, but it never happened in the physical sense. And the Rebbe concludes that the Alter Rebbe says, when you will hear it coming out of the mouth of a Navi as a prophecy that Mashiach is coming in a certain time, then once it's pronounced as a prophecy, there's no way you can go back on it. It has to come down to the most physical, tangible, concrete level, which is Begashmias. And that's what the Rebbe is referring to when he says that this is being said as a prophecy. This is this famous Sicha. So therefore, when people have nightmares, or they hear regards from other people's nightmares, maybe we blew it, maybe we let something went wrong, maybe it was only a wish, a hope. Here's, if anyone needs anything more in writing, the Rebbe says this is a prophecy, and there's no way a prophecy can be canceled. Has to happen. The only question is if it's this second or the next second, but it has to happen in a time that these words, Hine Zeh Mashiach Ba, Mashiach's coming is imminent, has to be applicable. The Eibush is all helpful in that, being that Elul does have such a wonderful history. So Elul Tavshin Samach Aleph, which is preparing us for the year of Hakel. We should have the ultimate Hakel in Yerushalayim with Melech HaMashiach.